This is Morning Edition on 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Every spring for the past several years, Dr. Husing and the IEEP host an annual Inland Empire Economic Forecast Luncheon, where Dr. Husing presents data that he has studied all year to forecast how the Inland Empire's economy is going to progress over the coming year. This year's Inland Empire Economic Forecast is March 29th. It's during the noon hour at the Doubletree in Ontario. Every year, several hundred people pack the Ontario Doubletree Ballroom to hear Dr. Husing present the data for the Inland Empire economy in the coming year. Now, since that's several weeks away, we asked Dr. Husing to review this year's economy, 2017, before his forecast luncheon on March 29th.
In order to have some idea of how to forecast what will occur during 2018, the starting point is always to look back on what happened in 2017, because that's the base from which we will grow. So to do this, what I like to do is look at the national environment, mm-hmm. the state environment, and then drill down and look at the Inland Empire and the pieces of the Inland Empire that have to be watched.
Okay.
So the first place that we want to look is what happened in the national economy during 2017 that will affect the Inland Empire.
Was it as volatile as politics, the economy in 2017?
Actually not. It was sort of on automatic pilot, but growing. Huh. So the key thing probably that did happen in politics was the passage of the tax bill, mm-hmm. Which really is a stimulative bill, because what it's doing is not increasing taxes. It's decreasing taxes with no revenue to support that $1.5 billion deficit anticipated. The result of that is you're taking nothing out of the economy but pouring more in. So in a car, it's like stepping on the accelerator. So that's important. Now, what will it do to the economy? Well, there are two views. One view comes, say, from the Fed, which think it'll have a modest impact on economic growth, because we're already pretty close to full employment. Mm-hmm. The other view you can see in a paper like the Investor's Business Daily, which thinks it's going to really accelerate things. And of course, that's a pretty good investor view, and we've seen it in the stock markets already.
Yeah, we've also seen companies making moves. Walmart saying they're going to give bonuses and raises to their employees, and Apple saying it's going to bring billions of dollars back to the country from overseas.
Yeah, it's exactly right. But when that's sort of affecting the stock market more than the actual economic activity. So somewhere between those extremes of modest to strong is probably where it will really end up.
Okay.
We ended the year with a 17-year low in unemployment. So things are looking pretty good. When we look at the U.S. economy, during the Great Recession, the economy lost 7.8 million jobs, which was a reduction of 5.7% in the total number of people working. We have brought back, after losing 7.8, we've subsequently brought back in the turnaround and expansion 16.6 million, so more than double what we lost. That puts us at this moment 6.4% more jobs than we had prior to the Great Recession. So the economy is a much bigger economy.
Okay.
One of the questions is, are we at full employment at this particular moment? That's a controversy. If we look at the conventional definition, which is willing to work, able to work, and actively seeking a job, mm-hmm. but having not found one, that number peaked at 10.6% back during the Great Recession. It's now at 4.1%, so it's come down dramatically. However, there are two groups that are not counted in that number. One are people who are working part-time and want full-time jobs. The other are people who happen to give up looking for a job but still want one. Just that month, they didn't do anything.
So those are not figured into
They're not figured in the unemployment rate. So we have a second measure, which we call Youth 6, technically, that includes those folks. During the recession, that peaked at 18%. It is now down to 8%.
Okay.
So the question is, with that at 8, regular definition at 4.1, how does that compare to really good times historically?
Mm-hmm.
So if we look back, for instance, at what happened in the boom period when mortgage craziness was going on, mm-hmm. and all of that, what we find is those are the same levels we had then. So effectively, we are at full employment. Now, that's important for this reason. If I've got a car going what I think is wide open, and then I step on the accelerator even faster, what's going to happen? Because I haven't got a lot of workers left. And so that sort of is the issue that tends to get us over to the question of inflation.
Uh-huh.
Because when you try and push the economy too fast, prices begin to go up as salaries are paid, wages are paid, all sorts of things go on that cause costs to go up and therefore, in turn, prices.
Well, how can you have full employment and not have inflation? I mean, is there any kind of intervention that can keep inflation from being the result of, you know, companies need more workers, so they got to pay wages?
The absolute perfection would be to have unemployment around 4% and inflation around 2%. These are always the goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are right now.
And that's not where we're going to stay. Next week, Dr. Husing will talk about factors from last year's economy that indicate an acceleration of the economy around here for the coming year, for better or for worse when it comes to inflation. We're going to hear more next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. And the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's 2018 Inland Empire Economic Forecast, presented by John Husing, will be Thursday, March 29th. You can learn more by going to IEEP.com. That's the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's website, IEEP.com.